Good morning. It is 8:15 on this Tuesday morning, and a pleasure to welcome Dave White, the recreation and tourism specialist from New York Sea Grant. Dave, good morning.
Good morning to you, Steve. It is a great day in the Finger Lakes, I have to tell you.
It is. Beautiful day to be out boating or recreating in some way, shape, or form. Which is
absolutely, and I happen to be sitting on one of the Finger Lakes, looking out at the boats and those that are enjoying
it.
Our waterways in a fun, safe way. So you know, you can't start the day any better than this.
Well, that is true. You know, it's just a little cloudy, but you're lucky. I'm stuck in the studio, but you know, with a nice view of the woods behind the building. But anyway, want to talk about boating during this pandemic, which you know is we thought coming to an end, but certain person in Albany seems to think otherwise, but that's for another day. But New York Sea Grant is you're helping out with a lot of information, especially for the for hire boating sector, along with the public as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know we're excited. We you know we continue to move forward, and you know it's a great summer out on the water. You know we are you know working our way through the pandemic, and there's still issues of COVID-19, and it's you know transfer. So, boating is on. Boating is open. Marinas are open. Boat launches are open. You know taking special precautions, but you know we're back. You know we're all back in business when it comes to being out on the water, be it a paddleboard, kayak, you know canoe, motorboat, powerboat, you know, and also rentals and charters. And so we've worked with that industry and done a recent project to help all of them within that industry, but also all those taking advantage of it, whether you're going to go out on a charter fishing boat, charter dive boat, you're going to maybe do a bareboat rental, is a series of 6 decals that folks can put on the boat, you know, the businesses can put on the boat to help them comply with COVID-19 regulations, but also help the boating public feel like, wow, these businesses are out in front of us. They're doing the right thing. They're going to make sure I have a good, fun, safe day on the water. So we've developed these decals specifically for what's referred to as the for-hire. You know, what we all think about is the charter boat or the rental boat business, that they can actually put right on their boat so that as soon as that passenger comes on board, they're going to have that feeling of comfort because we want to get people out on the water. And as we're all talking staycations, what a great thing to think about with your family to do a staycation on a boat, be it a leisure charter, fishing charter, dive charter, or actually go out and rent a pontoon boat for the family.
How difficult is it for somebody, you know, family planning a staycation, you know, to want to go on the water and be socially distant at the same time?
It's absolutely easy. And that's the thing is all the businesses are out there to help people make it easy. So by doing some pre-planning, once you're on the water, it's nothing more than a fun day on the water. And that's what we're all trying to do for everybody in the boating business or that are boaters themselves is to, once you hit the water, have a great fun day by just doing some pre-planning. And again, I think you and I, when we talked earlier, you know, this spring is, I look at a boat as an extension of your home. So whomever you're homebound with, your family, you know, that's the group you want to take out on the boat for the day. So social distancing once you're on the boat is not a problem because you're really out there with your family and you're just going to have that great day on the water. And a lot of times if people already have a boat and it's, you know, on one body of water that they might not want to transport, maybe rent one on a different body of water just to have that different kind of experience, especially in the Finger Lakes. You know, start the checklist. Have I been on all 11 of them? You know, what a great thing. Wouldn't that be a cool thing as a staycation with your family to say, we are going to visit all 11 Finger Lakes, you know, and have that be a family thing as part of the staycation program for the summer. In a lot of those areas, you can either rent a kayak, a paddleboard, pontoon, powerboat. So, you know, you can just go from lake to lake and maybe do, you know, a couple of week with the family for an afternoon. So it's really about helping people be prepared to be out on the water. And then once you're there, it's just all about fun with the family.
And you mentioned the decals, and there are the usual ones, you know, use hand sanitizer, mask required, wear it about wearing a life jacket, obviously. And but you've got some customizable ones as well.
We do, and these are very specific for the charter fishing industry or the charter dive industry, and what they are is they're actually specific decals that in the case of like a charter fishing boat, if you haven't been out on one, there's multiple, you know, rod holders so that there's enough on, you know, rods available for each member that's out on the charter. And so in front of each pole, they can actually put this decal, and these decals are designed that at the end of the season, they can remove them. These are not permanent decals that be on the boat. And what they can do is put the fishing decal, if you will, right in front of each pole, and what it says is blank pole, and they can actually with like a dry erase or an erasable marker actually write on the line whose pole it is. So if you and I were going out on a charter boat, they'd be actually be able to write Steve's pole or Dave's pole on it, so you and I know that's our pole to be using for the day, so we're not crossing poles. They don't have to worry about wiping that pole down consistently throughout the day. So, you know, they've taken that piece away of having to, you know, because that's your pole for the day. Like, it's your life jacket for the day. Or in case of the dive one, it actually says, you know, blank gear. So, you know, when they're lining up the gear, they can put a sign there saying it's Steve's gear or here's where Dave's gear is. But again, and it just takes the whole issue of, you know, we're using each other's, you know, equipment, and it, for the business, they have to comply with a lot of this, and they want to make it easy for the customer so the customer doesn't have to worry about it at all. And the other thing is they want to make sure the customers are feeling safe and secure to bring the family out, and that's a real goal here as well, is by doing this, you know, people can board the boat and go, this business is taking my health seriously, that I can just get on board and have a great day and have a lot of fun out, you know, on our Finger Lakes waterways, our Great Lakes waterways, you know. So it's really about ensuring good, clean, safe, boating fun, getting people out on the water, taking advantage of what we have here in the Finger Lakes, because as we all know, you can find this nowhere else in the world. And this is just a great opportunity for a lot of us that, you know, take advantage that we live here and we probably don't think about maybe, you know, hitting all 11 Finger Lakes. What a cool thing to do. People travel from all over the world when they can to try to do that. You know, that's kind of, you know, that's one of the bucket list things that a lot of people talk about. Hey, make a bucket list for your staycation.
Yeah, it's like climbing the 14ers, the mountains over 14,000 feet in Colorado. I think there's, if I remember correctly from living there, there's about a dozen of them, and I think I managed two. But
I mean, and those are bucket list items
people can have.
Absolutely. So, you know, and all of us that work with the industry I repeat myself because I think that's the important part. We all want to make sure people are comfortable, safe, but also just have fun when you're out there. And by doing that prep, by working with the for-hire businesses to do all that prep in advance, you're going to be able to go out there and just enjoy our waterways, whether you want to go out and fish or snorkel or swim or ski. Boy, did I just date myself saying ski versus tube and kneeboard and wakeboard, you know, and get out there and just have that great day with the family, knowing that people are taking care of you to make sure you're going to be healthy.
And I'm guessing that most for-hire businesses have already gotten their decals, but for those that maybe haven't, how do they go about getting them?
The easy way to do it is you can email directly to us and just give us your business name, address, and phone number, and we will send them right out to you. And that email is sgoswego@cornell.edu, or they can go to nysgrecreation.org, and there's a link right there, because if they just want to print them out and, you know, stick them on the boat, there's actually print on demand on the web that they can print them out directly themselves and just, you know, put them up, you know, tape them up as a poster, whatever they may want to do. So both ways, they're available to folks.
And we'll, of course, put those addresses on FingerLakesDailyNews.com and a little bit later. Dave, enjoy your day lakeside, and I'm jealous, but the past few weeks have been pretty good for being out on the water, and let's hope it continues right through the summer without all those harmful algal blooms popping up too.
Got to watch them. They're going to be the next thing, because we're getting a lot of warm weather, a lot of dry weather. And as you and I have talked before, and I know you've talked with others, those are a couple things that we begin to see them. So, you know, it's all about getting out on the water, you know. And when, you know, I'll just take 10 seconds. Even when you hear about harmful algal blooms, remember, harmful algal blooms are not an entire lake surface or an entire lake area. They're part of a resource. So, you know, you hear about where it might be, but, you know, go online, do a little bit of extra research, and you're going to find in the Finger Lakes someone may say, oh, there's a harmful algal bloom on X lake. Usually it might be in just a part of the lake, so the rest of the lake is open. It's available. People can go out and enjoy it. And, again, you know, take those safety precautions, but we want to get people out on the lake because that's why we live here, you know, and we want to really, you know, take advantage of enjoying that opportunity.
Dave, as always, a pleasure, and we'll look forward to talking again soon.
All right, look forward to it, Steve. You have a great day.
You too. Dave Wright, from the New York Sea Grant has been our guest, and it is 8:25 on the Finger Lakes Morning News.